Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Late last month, Chinese citizens took up a creative means of protest over the nation's strict zero-COVID policy. To subtly express dissent, protesters have been holding up blank pieces of paper. Their ingenuity inspired a local artist to stage a public art demonstration planned for this afternoon. WBUR's Lauren Williams has more.
Yolanda He Yang was born and raised in mainland China, and watching the protests from afar gave her a visceral feeling.
Every piece of skin, muscles in my body, like I feel super jittery. And that's the time I realized, oh, just reading all this news about blank paper protests, about what's going on in my home, it really affects me in a very intense way.
Yang is a visual artist with a focus on public art, so she decided that the best way to express her feelings was in public. Yang performed in New York over the weekend. Today she'll do it again in Harvard Square. MIT student and musician Brabiba Wang plays a harsh tune on the violin. At the same time, Yang writes a phrase in both English and Chinese on glass and white paint. The phrase reads,
"You know what I want to say. 你知道我想说什么."
Her art is an expression of her personal feelings, and she's taken cues from the protesters to shape her movements.
I kind of imitated how people going for protest holding a piece of paper or slogan. They want to hold it very high because they want to be seen.
Five dancers will perform alongside her with simple choreography to help draw attention to her scribbles. After a few minutes, Yang's glass will be covered in white paint, a nod to the blank pieces of paper she watched fill her hometown streets from afar.
But it's not only white paint, it's all the gathered voices.
Her performance attempts to capture the spirit of the protests. It's a bridge between here and there.
That's the way they can connect with other people. And that's the way they can have a moment, oh, like I have responsibility to know something else that is not about me.
Yang's studio practice is a solitary place where she can think and heal. Her public art practice is the inverse, encouraging people to connect with one another. For her, the two go hand in hand. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Lauren Williams.